You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a program from our archives. This week marks the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Commencing with the call of the shofar, the ram's horn, Rosh Hashanah is a time of atonement and reconciliation, a time to ask and give forgiveness for the transgressions of the past year, and to start the new year afresh. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
Rosh Hashanah, which literally means the head of the year, is the Jewish New Year and marks the anniversary of the creation of mankind 5,759 years ago. It is the beginning of a 10-day period known as the 10 Days of Repentance, which starts with Rosh Hashanah and culminates with the Day of Forgiveness, Yom Kippur.
Rabbi Eli Gewirtz is the National Director of Partners in Torah.
We're told that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the fate of the completely righteous and, unfortunately, the completely wicked are sealed. Their judgment is closed and not much is going to change during the coming 9 days. The average people have their fate sealed somewhere in between, and that's why we have the 10 Days of Repentance. What we try to do during these 10 days of atonement is to say, okay, what have I done in the past year on Sundays? What have I done wrong on Mondays? What have I done right? And we try to say, okay, this is going to be the best Sunday of my life. This is going to be the best Monday of my life, and so on, till we go to the Saturday or the Shabbos, and this is going to be the best Shabbos of our life. And with that newly acquired meaning for each day of the week, we are now prepared to enter Yom Kippur. And now God says, okay, we're on the same team.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.